From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says he will tell BP executives this morning the company must set aside enough money to pay for all the damage caused by the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, and the money must be under the control of an independent administrator. In an address from the Oval Office last evening, the president said he understands the frustration being felt by residents of the Gulf Coast.
The sadness and the anger they feel is not just about the money they've lost. It's about a wrenching anxiety that their way of life may be lost. I refuse to let that happen.
The president outlining what he called a battle plan for dealing with the oil's assault on the U.S. shoreline. But Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says it's a battle that right now the oil is winning.
This is a war to save our way of life. And let me be clear, at this point in time, we are not winning this war. As long as there's oil coming into our bays, coming into our wetlands, we are not winning this war.
One of Jindal's favorite defensive strategies is the construction of sand barriers to keep the oil from infiltrating Louisiana's fragile marshes and wetlands. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports an engineering firm called the Shaw Group is managing construction of the first of those sand berms.
Dredgers are pulling up sand and mud to build a temporary levee meant to protect the islands and the coast from oil. Shaw Group Senior Vice President Charlie Hess says because it is essentially a huge pile of sand, it's a delicate structure. With hurricane season starting, this protective measure, which BP says it will pay for, is by no means a sure bet.
Again, we don't know what Mother Nature's going to do. We can create a berm today. If there's a storm tomorrow, that may take the berm out, frankly.
Hess says he expects berm construction to be complete in 90 to 140 days. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News in New Orleans.
France is moving to raise its retirement age from 60 to 62. Eleanor Beardsley reports the step is the linchpin of a sweeping reform plan aimed at tackling the country's burgeoning public debt.
If the French Parliament approves the government's plan, which is more than likely, French workers will have to toil at least 42 years instead of 40 if they want a full pension. The retirement age was lowered to 60 by former President François Mitterrand in the 1980s. Many workers say giving that up is taking a step backwards, and yesterday unions across France took to the streets to protest the government's reform plans. But the labor minister says the rise in age will save $23.5 billion by 2018 and balance the books of the French pension system. France wants to keep its top credit rating, and investors are looking for proof that the country is ready to tackle some of its debt problems. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Mexico's President Felipe Calderon is trying to build public support for his government's fight against drug cartels. He spoke hours after Mexican troops killed 15 suspected drug gang members. Calderon is blaming the United States for the deadly drug violence gripping his country. This is NPR News from Washington. The California man being held in Pakistan after trying to cross into Afghanistan to kill Osama bin Laden has been checked out by doctors. Pakistani authorities are not saying anything about Gary Faulkner's condition, but relatives say he has kidney problems and needs dialysis. Faulkner's brother Scott is a physician. He insists that his brother is not crazy.
He spelled out his plan, and it is a logical plan. It makes sense. And I'm glad my brother's alive. I look forward to seeing him again. I hope the State Department can get him dialysis, and then you can all ask him these questions.
Faulkner's brother had guns and a long sword when he was apprehended. The NBA Championship Series going to a decisive Game 7. The Los Angeles Lakers downing the Boston Celtics 89-67 last night. NPR's Tom Goldman says the Celtics were easily handled in the latest showdown.
Here's a telling visual. After last night's game, Boston point guard Rajon Rondo came into the interview room with a big bandage on his chin. It was a result of an elbow by Lakers forward Ron Artest, and it was a symbol for what happened to the Celtics. They got smacked. Boston's 67 points was the second lowest score in finals history. The hustling Lakers out-rebounded Boston by 13, an important stat, says Lakers guard Kobe Bryant.
We understand the importance of rebounding and, you know, getting to those balls at and pop loose, and you know, you see a lot of guys on the floor tonight and getting after him, and those are things that we're consciously trying to do.
The winner-take-all Game 7 is tomorrow night. The Lakers have home court advantage. Celtics guard Ray Allen says his team has a bunch of tough competitors born for a moment like this. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Los Angeles.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.